Health researchers say that over the past decade, a growing number of college and high school students experimented with prescription medicines and abused them. Some students swap or sell Ritalin to help them stay focused and awake. Another prescription drug, OxyContin, has gotten a lot of attention lately because it's very effective for killing pain, but potentially very dangerous when people take it to get high. A less potent painkiller called Vicodin also is making the rounds among young people. Youth Radio's Mina Hartenstein says at her California high school, Vicodin is the drug of choice.
At my high school, it's easier to get Vicodin than children's Tylenol. Getting the school nurse to help you get rid of a headache requires signing a waiver and calling your parents. Most teens don't want to bother with that, so they grab a few painkillers from friends. Last fall, a friend of mine had elbow surgery. He was prescribed a lot more Vicodin than it turned out he needed, so he gave the leftover drugs to his girlfriend, who suffers from migraines. That's how it starts. Vicodin numbs you to the pain, and soon that numb feeling is something you want again. At my small private school, my friends and I are always stressed about grades and getting into college. We stay up all night doing homework or cramming for tests. For some kids, the mellow high from Vicodin is the perfect release from all the stress. Vicodin is prescribed to every teenager I know who gets his or her wisdom teeth pulled, so a lot of kids have easy access to it. But some never even use the pills they get. I have a bottle sitting at home from dental surgery. I've never given it away or sold it, but I know people who get as much as $50 for their bottles of pills. Rich kids with good reputations who wouldn't smoke pot take Vicodin because they think it doesn't make them druggies. Vicodin is different. It's the medication of choice for the kids whose moms take Valium to relax. But I worry about the side effects of Vicodin, especially that nasty side effect called addiction. And people my age know it's addictive because we see it on TV. We've seen that big stars like Melanie Griffith and Matthew Perry had to go into rehab for Vicodin addiction. Even on MTV, there's Eminem with a Vicodin tattoo. This is not the kind of drug you find in urban settings, like the Haight-Ashbury Drug Clinic in San Francisco. But Vicodin is something school nurses across the country say they are starting to pay attention to, along with other prescription drugs. It seems like doctors should wonder where their pills are headed when they prescribe to teenagers. And if you ask me, parents should also be worrying about Vicodin. Instead of just keeping an eye on the liquor supplies, they should also be looking in the medicine cabinet.
Mina Hartenstein is a high school senior who lives in Berkeley, California. Her commentary was produced by Youth Radio.